Nathan and Hobson.
The end zone.
I reckon he's probably my best chance today. From barrier one, yeah, he should just get the perfect run and hopefully we see him winning again.
Which one's your best today?
The end zone.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
The end zone's going well, and the end zone with 100 metres to go. He's two lengths in front. He's just not going to get beat.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
It was a clinical performance by the Enzo yesterday at Swan Hill, home track for Nathan Hobson, and he got the chockies for us again on the early mail. Four from the last five. We are in officially a hot streak and making cash left, right and centre. $5 yesterday at tab.com.au.
He was so confident. He was so confident, Nathan, and you know, he talked like it was a $1.50 chance. And I know I had a wager at 7 a.m, which is not a normal occurrence, but I just had to because I was very concerned that it would just plummet in the odds. Such was his confidence. So this segment, I mean, a lot of people suggested that it was in doubt,
no, you did.
Which is just ridiculous.
there is never in doubt. It's the greatest segment in the history of radio.
There is a suggestion that people are coming from the trees just to try and sponsor it, to try and get involved in it, to accentuate it, to expand it. It's amazing scenes going on at the moment.
You're accentuating, expanding the time at the moment. Archie Alexander's got some horses to get to, so we have to get to him very, very shortly. Let's get to Dylan O'Neill first, our track manager at Ballarat, where we're racing today. Dylan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Going well, thank you, Dylan. What are we looking at today? The weather's been good in Victoria. I'm thinking the track might be as well.
Yeah, the track's improving. We had a fairly wet weekend and a bit of snow on Friday, so it's just starting to thaw out a bit.
That's right.
We're on a soft 7, Penno's 5.97. 15 degrees today with a few showers predicted. So, I'd imagine it'd just stay in that soft 7 range all day.
I forgot about that snow. Yes, okay. No worries. Well, thanks. Appreciate that, Dylan. 5.97, soft 7. And the rail position?
Rail's out 8 metres and 4 metres from the 1600 to the 800.
Right, okay. No worries at all. Thank you.
Well, good. Thank you.
Good stuff, Dylan O'Neill, track manager at Ballarat. So rail out, soft 7. I wonder what Archie Alexander thinks about all that. He's got 3 ready to roll today. Good morning, Arch.
Hi, guys. Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, pal. Always appreciate your time. You do have 3, not snowing today, which is great news. Race 1, number 4, Crackerjack Prince. Second career start over 1,600 metres. Was second at Geelong over the 1,400 on debut. Rattled home, Arch. It was a very impressive finish.
Yeah, really good run. He's been a real sleeper. He hasn't shown much in 2 trials and track work. He's just a nice horse. It's got a good action, lovely demeanour, really nice character, and he's just been a real slow burner, and he's definitely caught us by surprise. But it's a huge run, very happy, and come to the race very well, and the extra distance won't be a bad thing at all. So really looking forward to him go around. I think the Mick Kent horse goes pretty well, that probably deserves a bit of respect. But apart from that, we're really happy with him and we think he's a nice horse.
All right, it's race 1, number 4, Crackerjack Prince. Sounds good to me. Race 2, number 6, Aznavour is a first starter over the 1,400 metres in the maiden. So you think, Gelding, what can you tell us about Aznavour?
Yeah, he's a sort of a horse that's taken a fair bit of time, very immature mentally. We've just brought him along quietly, trialled really well last time, and he may need the run just to sort of sharpen him up and teach him a bit, but I think he's going to run a big race. He's fitting well, and Jordan Charles on board, he's riding very well.
All right, that's race 2, number 6, Aznavour. Then race 6, number 6, No Restrictions, getting ready to win the Class 1 handicap hopefully today for you. Second on resumption, fourth on resumption last start at Donald. A little bit more difficult today, is it? Benchmark 64 to a Class 1, is that about even Stevens or what?
Yeah, look, I think just the way the race is today, it's a pretty hot race. The Shade horse and the Mitch Friedman horse are both horses you'll be a little bit worried about. They've shown nice ability, but we like our filly. My only worry will be the ground. 1,200 will be the end of the world for her. You know, it'll be far enough the way she races. She can get on the bridle and sometimes just doesn't switch off. So if the track sort of went to a heavy, you know, we'd be pretty worried about that. So I'll just be watching the weather, and you know, if it did get downgraded, we'd possibly scratch, because like I said, 1200 on a soft or a good isn't a problem, but if it got to a heavy, she's not a horse that has a huge amount of stamina and doesn't switch off.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that. No restriction, race six, number six. So which one's your best today, Arch?
I'd say the first horse, Crackerjack. He's a horse we've got you know, nice hopes for, and he's just a lovely horse, real good-looking, you know, nice there, we think. And, you know, his first set run was super. If he can build off that, so I think it was a strong form race at Geelong race, you know, hopefully he can go one better.
Sounds good to me. Crackerjack Prince, race one, number four, $2.90 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Have a great day, Archie. Always appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thanks, boys. See you. Bye-bye.
Archie Alexander going beautifully at the moment to the stable. Lots of winners. And another one today, hopefully. Get your money early, Whitey. Get your money early. Race one, number four, Crackerjack Prince today at Ballarat.
Can set up at A.
Hopefully.
The second nine. Half of it.
I'll take it. Yes. It's probably the back end for us. Most people are just starting. It's the back end. I'm ready to go to bed.